This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. It's the 31st day of March. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible. A lot to talk about today, Eric. Let's get right into it. First, there was a drought monitor that came out this week, and I made note that it sure looked a little drier than I thought it should. Why was that the case?
Yeah, you know, if you could say one thing about March 2017 is that it's basically been a March with a whole bunch of lions and no lambs, right? And so we over the last 4 days, had a couple of very large systems that have come basically across the Central Plains over toward Illinois and Indiana. And not only has it brought a lot of severe weather, but it's brought a lot of rain. And the thing about that drought monitor is that that drought monitor is updated on Tuesday of each week, and then it's released to the public on Thursday. And what that means is that drought monitor does not include all the rain we got on the 28th, 29th, and 30th, and even some of the rain that's left over today. And we had a huge section of the country that is currently in drought. So think those central states, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, where they got better than 2 inches of rainfall. Now, is that going to eliminate the drought that's there? No, but it's great rain that they desperately needed for that part of the country. And I'll tell you, that low pressure system that brought us those pretty nasty storms through Champaign yesterday, boy, we had some winds around here. Well, that low pressure system's on up to our north and east, and we're on the back side of it, which means we're getting some pretty strong northwesterly flow today. Pretty chilly, kind of bitter out there. And the thing is that we stand a chance tonight to get down into the middle to lower 30s. So, you know, just remember, our frost threat is really not over yet. Remember, April 15th is our mean date for the last frost of the season. So we've got some cooler weather to deal with in the short term.
What do we look like in those drier areas, the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas areas, we move forward?
Yeah, so that's there's some good news in that regard. The kind of parade of storms that we've been seeing isn't ready to shut off just yet. You know, basically, we have on Sunday another system coming out of Texas into Oklahoma and Arkansas, dropping quite a bit more rain. So this is, again, great for drought. That's going to spread our way by Monday, Tuesday here in central Illinois. And then by Wednesday, we have another Colorado low that's going to move toward Iowa, again, bringing rain to that same location. But the only thing I'm really looking out for here is that, yeah, we're going to be wet, but when we get into next week, and so the next time we're talking, Todd, we're going to see what looks like to be a pretty large low-pressure system that might be moving toward the Great Lakes. Now, this is not set in stone. It's kind of a long way off, but this is certainly something I'm watching. And if that system forms the way that it is currently forecast, yeah, it brings more rain. But on the backside of that system, we're going to get that northwest flow again, and there's a chance for below freezing temperatures, for North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, potentially Northern Illinois, and Southern Wisconsin. So just remember that April 15th date is our last day for a frost, and we're not even there yet. So yeah, we're definitely seeing that for the next week.
Hey, does that mean you think we might have a cooler than average April?
You know, overall, April's shaping up to look to be near average or slightly warmer than average. We really don't have a whole lot of cold air that's able to lock into place for the middle part of the country. Now, I have a whole different story if I was talking to you and we were in the northeastern United States right now. They have really locked into a cold flow pattern that's kept snow on the ground in Maine and Vermont, New Hampshire, and it's kept the Northeast cool. But where we are, we're looking at overall a slight warm bias for the month of April. Doesn't mean every day is going to be warm, but we'll certainly see a warm bias. And the good news is, I'm looking at a map right now from the long-range European model, and it's suggesting and has been suggesting that we could remain wet for a good chunk of the Corn Belt, maybe a potential slight dry bias for the northern region, so think the Dakotas, Minnesota. But overall, this is good news considering what we've had in terms of drought in the central U.S. So overall, I think a pretty good picture to be painting here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.